أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الله عما يصفون إلا عباد الله المخلصين. In the previous ayats, Allah explained the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, by explaining all the negative, the wrong things people believe about Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala corrected those beliefs. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanallah amma yasifoon. Allah paak hai un baaton se jo ye batate hai. Of all this wrong beliefs that Allah Ta'ala has got daughters, na'uzu billah, that Allah Ta'ala got his daughters by cohabiting with the female jinnat, na'uzu billah, that Allah Ta'ala is God incarnate as the Christians believe. All these wrong beliefs, Allah says, Allah is completely pure and free from all those. Illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin, magar jo bande hai Allah ki chune hue. Only those certain servants of Allah whom Allah has chosen and made special for Him, they don't have these long wrong beliefs. Otherwise, by and large, the people of the world have got these terrible wrong beliefs. Fortunate is that person whom Allah has blessed and he has the correct beliefs about Allah Ta'ala and about Deen. فَإِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ. So tum or jin ko tum poochte ho. So you and all those wrong people and all the things that they used to worship, the wrong things, ma antum alayhi bifatinin. Kisi ko uske haath se behka kar nahi le sakte. All those idols, etc., they cannot make anyone to go on the wrong path. The forces of evil are trying their utmost in the world. From all sides there are temptations. But those who are the sincere servants of Allah Ta'ala, they don't fall in their trap. Otherwise, temptations in the form of money that is given, in the form of woman that is given, in the form of position. Today, how much is paid to for a person to become a Shia, to become a Qadiani? The Salafis are dishing out money by and large, so large amounts of money. But Allah says, all those who are the true servants of Allah, they will not fall into these traps. Illa man huwa salil jahim. Magar usi ko jo pahunchne wala hai dozakh mein. However, those people whom that in their taqdeer is written they going to be landing in Jahannam, they will fall in the traps. The outward thing will be woman, will be money, will be position, etc., to get citizenship of a country, etc. All these outward temptations they will put, but eventually this will land a person in the fire of Jahannam. But those who are sincere servants of Allah, they will get completely saved from this. وَمَا مِنَّا إِلَّا لَهُ مَقَامٌ مَعْلُومٌ. And of Malaika, which these people worship, and they regard them as the daughters of Allah Ta'ala, etc. The Malaika themselves says what their position is. Aur hum mein jo hai, uska ek thikana hai, muqarrar. The Malaika say, each one of us, our limits are fixed. We cannot go beyond any limits whatsoever. We are not anyone so special or anything. We are the creation of Allah, and we have been created for the service of Allah and to fulfill duties. And what our duties are, we remain just on that limit. Just like a worker, you go to him and you make him big that he must do your work. He tells you, I'm just a worker here. I'm just a doorman here. I'm just a security person. I can't do anything more. That is all what my position is. So the Malaika also say, we are limited in every way. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ صَافُونَ. Or hum, he hai saf bandhne wale. And we are those who are standing in rows in front of Allah, just waiting for His commands. We cannot do anything of our own. As Allah's command comes, we will do that. We are also humble servants of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْمُسَبِّحُونَ. Or hum hi hai paaki bayan karne wale. And our work is to worship Allah. to sing the praises of Allah Ta'ala, and we are all the time engaged in the tasbih of Allah, that Allah is pure of all the wrong things people attribute to Allah, that all praise only belongs to Allah, and that Allah is the greatest. We are no gods, we are nothing to be worshipped, we are nothing, we are also the creation of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِن كَانُوا لَيَقُولُونَ the malaika, they also make clear that what their position is by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So in these ayat, Allah ta'ala has taught us that Allah is pure of all the wrong attributes and things that are attributed to Allah, and only those people get saved who are mukhlisin, who are sincere and who are true. The quality of nifaq and hypocrisy, which is completely opposed to ikhlas, that destroys a person. When a person outwardly wants to show that he's with everyone, he's like everyone, but inwardly he's got other hidden agendas and motives, then those people get astray. The people who from inside, they want money, they want woman, they want position, etc., these people easily get astray. But those who are sincere to Allah, Allah protects them, and no temptation can make them go astray. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا